Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
The book of Exodus is sometimes called the second book of Moses. The Hebrews, however, referred to the book by the opening phrase of the book. Now these are the names. But whatever name is applied to the book, it incorporates a great amount of historical, theological, and ethical material, which serves as the foundation for much that follows in the Old Testament and in the New. Anyone who desires to know about God's power and love as revealed throughout the Bible should give careful attention to this book. Without the book of Exodus, we would not be able to make sense of many people, places, and principles in the rest of Scripture. Moses, unquestionably the author of Exodus, appears as the main character in God's dealings with the Israelites in Egyptian bondage and in their wanderings in the wilderness. Moses, like all other human beings, had some grievous faults, but he was one of the greatest military, moral, and spiritual leaders who ever lived. He stands today as one of the great heroes of the faith, both for Jews and for Christians. The book of Hebrews says concerning this great man of God, "By faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea on dry ground, which the Egyptians, assaying to do, were drowned." Hebrews 11:23-29. The book of Exodus records the call of Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egyptian bondage to the land God had promised to his people. It also tells us of God's intervention through various miracles to convince both the Egyptians and the Jews that the time had come for God's people to inherit the land God had promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Exodus tells of the plagues which God sent on the land of Egypt to convince the Pharaoh to let God's people go. The story recorded by Moses is more exciting, challenging, and inspiring than any novel. Besides, it has the advantage of being true. The events recorded in Exodus actually happened. The places, the persons, and the stories are real. Many of them have been confirmed by the spade of the archaeologists. Others likely will be as time marches on. Of course, one of the great events recorded in Exodus was the giving of the law on Mount Sinai. God called Moses to the holy mountain to give him the Ten Commandments, which would be the basis of the Old Covenant, to some extent the foundation of the New Covenant, and a powerful influence on the laws of many nations in our world. Our national constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the laws of many American states are deeply indebted to the Ten Commandments and to other laws in the Old Covenant. One of the great New Testament preachers, a man by the name of Stephen, unquestionably depended on the book of Exodus to provide an answer to the Jewish authorities who brought groundless accusations against him. The reading of Acts 7 will convince anyone of that fact. My friends, I urge you to read the book of Exodus. I am sure it will be a great blessing to you. Thank you, and may God bless you.